next week because there's a Thursday Tennessee primary. And we're going to discuss it at breakfast in the morning with the outside possibility that we might bring poverty up before next week. In any event, that primary or no primary, if we don't make it, it's coming up next week, period. And on the...
I didn't hear that last sentence.
Tennessee primary or not, next Thursday, it's going to come up no later than next week. Because I talked to the speaker and told him I felt that if it went beyond next week, there would probably not be any poverty bill. And the net result of that was I had a conversation with Albert and Bog since, and there's going to be a topic of discussion at breakfast in the morning. And we'll have to decide then whether it's possible to bring this bill up this week or we stick with next week. Now, Boggs and Albert... both agree that you can't go beyond next week. I'm not trying to undercut the speaker. I thought we ought to have these fellows alert for a conversation like this tomorrow morning so there wouldn't be any slip. And the consensus will be in the morning, we hold the next week come hell or high water, and can we improve upon that conceivably? We're to get a rule in the morning. Can we conceivably counter it for this week? And we'll have to resolve that at breakfast in the morning.
Are we going to get a rule tomorrow?
Yep. We've checked out each one of these fellows unless there's a death.
Does anybody give any reason for carrying it over to next week at all? Smith asked?
No, remember I told you that, I suggested that we'd have to be careful throwing this directly at the speaker because we'd only get Carl Albert into difficulty, but Albert told me that he was present and that the speaker simply voluntarily stated to Smith that if he got a rule this week, he wouldn't counter it until the following week. And it wasn't anything Smith requested. That's why I suggested to Albert and to Boggs that when we get the rule in the morning, possibly the speaker could be convinced by them that we moved faster than he had anticipated. But there was no reason for it. Unfortunately, none that I can determine, unless the speaker had in his mind that he felt he wanted more time than was available in order to keep to try to build up the vote on it.
Now, the Nurses Training Commission on Automation and Land and Water Conservation Fund had passed in the House this week.
Yep.
None of those have passed the Senate, have they?
No. What I've got, Mr. President, which has just been completed and would be in an envelope down to you, if it hasn't had it down yet, I can have it down to you in 60 seconds, is a complete rundown, up to date, up to the minute on every aspect of this. Why don't I run that down to you and, then perhaps you'd want to question me on some of the items on there.
All right.
I think perhaps the best to give you, this would have been your night reading and ready for the breakfast in the morning. I think it's completed. The typing is completed on it now. It's a very clear, detailed, up-to-date picture, item by item, exactly where we are and what we can project.
I talked to John Sparkman, Albert Raines, about the authority in the housing bill that will allow us to sell VA mortgages,
right.
Fannie Mae mortgages.
Yeah.
They said they'd go back, look into it, see what they could do. Do you know what they've done?
No, I wasn't aware of, I knew you met with them, but I didn't know that the subject was discussed.
Now, the budget director says it's awfully important
that
we try to get that in there, so I wish you'd check and see what John Sparkman did.
All right, I will.
Is there any way in the world we can get out of this line-by-line filibuster that they got on Appalachia in the House?
I doubt it very much. I think our concern has to be that we have a quorum there in the morning more than the line-by-line. It's a damn quorum, and we've made contacts during the day, and we have assurances that we will have a quorum there in the morning, and I think if they just stick, and we've urged each one of them to stick and get this thing over with, that maybe that's our best approach. I think if we show some strength in the morning and we show that we mean business and our people are there, that will do the job. I think I don't think there's much area of negotiation on dropping this because it's a struggle in the House that really doesn't involve you. It's a little power play. I understand Kramer of Florida is bulled off because a couple of his projects didn't come out of the woodwork this year, and he's you know, it's really something that they're fighting out in committee more than anything else. You know, in other words, it isn't, we're just caught in the bind.
PayPal, got any problems?
No, except the...
Have the conferees agreed?
No. Jimmy Morrison is back here today, and they'll be going to work on that. Now, the thing is that Udall is making a pitch on that, you know, that escalator amendment that he had in the House bill, and he said that he gave me a little bit of lobbying on it today and hoped that we would show some interest in it. I thought that what I would do is limit us to simply to telling Jimmy Morrison, he wanted to wrap up that pay bill, that the White House is not opposed to anything in the bill that would be meaningful in the future as far as the civil servants are concerned in adjusting their pay to the cost of living on a straight escalator. But there's a Dirksen possible substitute where they would appoint a board that would review these periodically and make recommendations on the basis of the cost of living, and if included in the next budget of a president, that they would go into effect. Now, I don't think we ought to, and I was going to take this up with you tomorrow morning anyway, I don't think we ought to get into a hell of a fight over trying to maintain something like that in conference.
Oh, I don't care about that. You just handle that, whatever.
All right.
Be done.
All right.
They're going to report out your nurses' training, all right, aren't
yeah.
they?
Yeah.
And, well, I'll look at your list then. Now, what are our 30 bills look like now? We've got 10 of them passed,
yeah.
10 of them in conference, and 10 waiting?
No, we have, nine of them passed, four of them in conference. That's 13, and we have a couple of them that are, you know, about immigration and Medicare, and the rest of them are in some area passage with every one of them with the possible exception of this point, which will be should take up in the morning, too, the coffee agreement. There's an inclination on the part of the Senate leadership to postpone this again and possibly put it under the rug and avoid it. Now, we talked further. I talked to Dean Rusk about a half an hour ago. He's very concerned about this, that he feels that they should move forward on this thing. There's very, very little, as you would well suspect, very, very little interest up there in the Senate in passing it, and there's a concern about the consumer. They're talking about the housewife and all this crap. But Rusk wanted to be sure that we... discussed this in the morning. We were in contact with Humphrey about an hour ago, and he feels also it should be discussed in the morning. I have it on the agenda. Now, that seems to blow hot and cold. If you remember last Tuesday, Smathers seemed to be disinterested, and then as the week went on, they became a little bit enthusiastic again and felt it was all right. And I talked to Smathers on last Friday, and it was okay, and he thought we ought to move on it this week, and now apparently... you know, it's beginning to slip again. Now, Russ contends that off the OAS meeting that he feels it's imperative that we take this action. But that's one that, you know, isn't in as good shape, in my view, today as it was last Thursday. The rest of this is moving along pretty well. Now, on ARA, they're... considering, and you knew we'd be faced with this ultimately, that they're considering the possibility of putting together bipartisanly a bill that might include some APW in it, or maybe they'd even come up with some item in a housing bill. Now, I'm not up to date at the moment. I'm waiting to get a report on that, but it's obvious to me that there's going to be an attempt made before the end of this session to get a piece of APW